This is Dale Connolly reporting, a news program that's reality-free. Recently, computer scientists announced that they've created robots that design and build other machines, almost entirely without human help. This startling new development is the latest in what will likely be a series of forward steps that redefine our ideas about what machines can do and what makes us, as humans, special or not. Brick Walters reports.
Dr. Angela Frankenborg took me on a walk along the self-designing robot assembly line. The process looked simple, but we soon found the topic itself was very difficult to discuss.
These robots here are making little roller skate-like machines that they design themselves. Super Wahnsinn, ne?
What do they do?
They make the machines they design like I told you.
No, not the machines. What do the machines do?
They are the machines.
No, but the machines are making. What do they do?
Oh, those.
Yeah.
They don't really do anything. They're just the product.
Oh. The machines in question design and build other machines, a process that is remarkable for the total lack of human involvement involved. The machines were designed and programmed by 24-year-old whiz kid Lars Hugenstein.
I got the ideas from watching my dad work in the garage. He likes to tinker with things, taking them apart and then piecing them back together. But a lot of times, you know, there's always a part or two left over. But he tries anyway to see if that part was really necessary. And you know what? About half the time, it works just fine. I figured we could program our machines to, be like my dad. Oh, look out for that. Wonder where that goes.
And what's that sound down there? Another new innovation underway?
No, that's our product testing device kicking one of the products that didn't look right. Just like Dad.
And this is just the first step towards an assembly line of the future, one where machines will eventually take over all of the standard human functions.
We've got a new series of assembly robots that will do things so sophisticated only humans have done them up till now.
For instance?
Like dropping a wrench into the gears to shut the line down so they can get the afternoon off.
But machines don't get tired.
Yeah, I know. We had to program them to want a break, and then now they are finding ways to make it happen. It is very exciting.
Yeah, and I'm working on some software to manage the whole thing. It will ultimately threaten and reward the assembly machines searching for some sort of pattern that will high productivity.
It sounds like some kind of activity has picked up.
Labor unrest. It adds creative tension to the whole enterprise.
I feel like these machines are really coming alive.
And so, with each trip to the drawing board, modern machines pick up attributes formerly reserved for humans alone. And now those machines are learning to operate the drawing boards themselves, leaving to humans the tasks formerly reserved for machines, sitting around, taking up space, and rusting. Out in the field, I'm Rick Walters.